this is Heather Ramsey of Operation Feel Good. Welcome to our Feel Good audio series, and more specifically, welcome to a day of reframe, the second of our four R's in our whole Feel Good system. You may recall the four R's are recognize what takes you out of feeling good, reframe into a better state, and restore to your optimal so that every result in your life is maximized. So again, this is a day of reframe, and the tool that we want to bring you today is one of our favorites, your inner journalist. So let's jump in and get started. Optimally, to maximize this tool, you want to bring some sort of quote-unquote story to this experience, some story or inner dialogue that runs in your head and or an emotional loop that runs in your body that is less than optimal for you and one that you desire to alleviate, reduce, let go of, or improve. So bring a story to the table. Ideally, it's one that's running in your inner dialogue or in your emotional body currently. And if you don't have one currently, just select one that tends to rise up for you frequently. Perfect. So with that story, what you want to share with one of your inner journalists is some highlights of the story. It may be, oh, my kids are driving me crazy, or the financial situation that is in my bank account or just arrived in the mail is raising my blood pressure, or my place of livelihood is not what I wish it to be, et cetera, et cetera. So giving highlights of the current story, not details, but highlights of the current story. And so as your inner journalist listens to this, their first task is to answer this question. What is the title of the story or the headline? And so just allow your inner journal, whether in a playful way or a serious way, to title or give a headline to that news story, that not so positive, not so supportive news story that runs in you. It could be kids are challenging. It could be success is elusive. Works hard, etc. Some sort of headline for your story. Again, serious or playful. Perfect. The second task of this first inner journalist is to then tune into the core of the story and feel for what is the one or two top emotional flavors that are at the heart of this particular story. They could be mild or more intense, a sort of worry, fear, anger, sadness, depression, could be simply boredom. So any of those, either mild or more intense emotions, one or two of them. Great. You're at minimum hearing the answers to these two questions in your mind's ear, or optimally, you've got a piece of paper and a pen, and you're writing down the highlights, the title of the story, and the core emotions. Great. So now we want to bring the turnaround insight in this particular inner journalist tool for you. And that turnaround insight is that we have two journalists, if not more, but at least two inner journalists. One is our negative news journalist, which we often hire, and in fact, far too often hire, the one that writes the stories that are ranting, that are like the stinking thinking, the emotional hijacks, the runaway rants. We hire them to write those stories. And unfortunately, it's all too often. On average, 70% of our inner stories are written by our negative news journalist. The key is to realize that we have at least two inner journalists. And that second, most important journalist is your positive press journalist, the one that we all have as well. On average, about 30%, we hire them about 30% of our day, where we're actually telling a better version of any of our stories. And so today what we're going to do is very consciously thank our old negative news journalist for all the work they've done and all the effort they've put in. And we're going to, at minimum, offer them a vacation. And if you're ready for it, let them go. You could call it firing, you could call it letting them go, but a permanent end to their role in your newsroom. So I at minimum put them on holidays, maximum let them go and fire them. Either one, your choice today, whatever feels perfect for you. The key is that you've made space, you've cleared the office, so to speak. You've made space and you're inviting in with fanfare and celebration the hiring of your positive press journalist. And your positive press journalist, say that a few times quickly, first assignment is to rewrite that story or an important chunk of that story in a way that's true and yet far more inspiring, insightful, motivating, and the key is optimally supportive of you and your dreams and the life you want to create or the moment you want to create. And so similar pathway we took with a negative news journalist, yet with a completely different motivation, set of glasses, a different heart and a different mind and a different level of possibility in your positive press journalist. So first assignment is for your positive press journalist to tell you the highlights of this new story. You know, I just learned something from my kids today. My friend just gave me an incredible gift of insight. Though my job isn't exactly what I want it today, I know it's a stepping stone for what I truly want. I know it's showing me the preference of what's less optimal for me and getting me clearer on what's optimal and excites me. And so it goes. So really enjoy listening, opening your ears, and allowing your positive press journalist to tell you the highlights that are true, insightful, and inspiring around this situation. Second is to then intuitively allow your positive press journalist to title this story, this new story that serves you exponentially better and gives you juice and allows you to feel better and better each time you hear it. So again, at least in your mind's ear, hear the answers to this, and ideally you're writing this down. The highlights of this story, the title of the story, and the third step is allow your positive press journalist to tune in to the core of this new story and feel what are the one or two core emotions at the heart of this new story. Hear them. And more importantly, feel them and really ideally write them down. So one stage is to hear something in your mind. A second, exponentially more powerful stage is to write them down. And then a third most powerful stage is to actually speak them out and communicate them to others. So at minimum, you're done with this inner journalist reframe. If you've let go of your old journalist, you've hired permanently your positive press journalist. They have let you sit in the armchair of your own life and hear the highlights of the new story, titled, given a headline to it, written down the core emotions. And the next plus alpha of this tool, which we would highly encourage you doing, is start to share the new story. At minimum with yourself out loud. Oh, wow, my God, my kids just told me, taught me something incredible. I am a wiser parent for it. My role is more effortless, and so on, to sort of energize the new story by speaking it out loud, and ideally start to share that with others. If you used to, you know, complain about your kids to your spouse, tell your spouse a part of your new story. If you used to complain to your colleagues, tell your colleagues a new piece of your new story. If you want to go bold, tell the whole story and shock them. If you want to just introduce it mildly step by step, then tell them one piece at a time and just sneak in the new you into your relationship with others. And really what you're doing is sneaking the new you into relationship with yourself. So there is your inner journalist workout and reframe. simple yet elegant and right at the core of what used to run you on average 70% of your day and what you can hire and put in the driver's seat of the creation of your stories and therefore the creation of your life. Our life starts in linguistics and stories start in linguistics. Let them serve you. Be the final, the main character in the play of your life. Enjoy. We believe in you. You have greatness inside of you. Have a great day.